eyes
standing
government is will
which is always
to show men
the country. The government is the standing
right.
As their tool.
Use it in hands, for not at one call
outside. Never got out of it, does not, would have,
And we don't mean to drop that right away, but we're going to come back to it in just a moment because our next mix is ready. And this is going to be the mixture of take 5 and 6. Okay, here goes to mix.
Thank you.
And so that ends our mix number 5 and 6, and we have one more mix after that, and then we're going to start doing groups of 4. So let's go back to John's piece called Essay.
So freedom by his bold selection who had nothing for it. Why my neighbor has a bone on his body, the distant charge to his friend. How many organ of cheerful even the most still conservative to put down the selection of slave they stand in same state, prevented state from the union, to withdraw the slavery, prevented to entertain and enjoy it, for it may seem to be in things as not to be or shall we more at last provide for his the state has provided the bearers to attend to this with the utmost
I have 6 years. This concludes the second of three reels of the John Cage Opera Mix recording from August of 1987. You're listening to the John Cage birthday broadcast here on the original FM, WKCR FM New York and WKCR HD1. On the air at 89.9 and online at WKCR.org, where our playlists are also posted. My name is Sam Seliger. It should be just a few minutes after 2 p.m. We've got one final tape to go. We were just hearing them playing some recordings of John Cage's work Civil Disobedience, which features various different recordings of him reading the essay on civil disobedience overlaid on top of each other at different speeds. In just a few minutes, they'll get back into the opera mix and hear the next working tape.
Range,
had some most valuable words of regard beyond this.
He is not a minister.
From the liars that he had shed, he is not
better than the long point of view.
Still thinking of it as much as to seem from the part of
many things, even
cold receivers. I know those whose lives are distinctly behold in society,
who know without it must have
been the
certain
general and humility. But behold this life
or that fool might say
his laws
gird up their loins
is once
next to
chart its fountainhead
utter or inspire
stand
by Bible
history
complaints not long retain nations.
Impairs
our legislators
years though have
comparative
the wordy right
of guidance
until
as
this
faith
comes
to recognize
is
the individual as a
such
higher
as possible
power
step
from which
further.
Yet where
stay?
And you just finished hearing the piece called Essays. It's on the duty of civil disobedience. Those were all John's voices, and they were mixed in Charles Dodge's studio. And actually, it does make sense. I mean, the entire time I was listening to the piece, I was wondering, what does this sound like? What does this sound like? I can't remember. And, of course, brings to mind Charles Dodge's speech songs. And then John said that he did the piece in Charles' studio. So that makes sense. That's right, at Brooklyn College. Charles Dodge was a student over here. He absorbed all the electronic knowledge over here, and then he moved to Brooklyn and opened up his own computer studios. Actually, Charles Dodge is one of the first and probably one of the foremost people who has worked in computers here in America. There are many other composers throughout the country who do so and also are in other studios, but Charles is really one of the first ones, and his work is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, John, we're going to, do you have another tape that we're going to start?
Now we're going to do the 5 and 6 over again.
Oh. We're going to do 5 and 6 over again.
Right, it's going to be much better.
Okay. Okay, here's take 5 and take 6.
Thank you.
that ends our take number 5 and 6, and now we're going to go into, while they're getting ready for number 7 and 8, we're going to hear the John's 30 pieces for 5 orchestras. What am I being signaled? Are you going to do the next? We're going to do the last mix right away. Okay. Well, we'll give them a few more. We'll give them 1 or 2 minutes. It's 11:34, and you're in tune to WKCR 89.9 FM, and you're listening to a John Cage birthday celebration, and one in which we had a very special mix at 9 o'clock, and we're listening to the results as the half hours creep by. I'm Brooke Wentz. I'm your host, and I'll be your host until, I guess, we finish this little whatever it is, building up of a tree of sound here. And then Danny Moses will take you on through the evening until 5. And he'll be doing sort of an assemblage, I guess, of works of John's, from early pieces up to current pieces. So if you have something, though, you are dying to listen to, you can give us a call at 212-280-5223, and I'll let Danny know what you want to hear. So I've gotten the signal, and now we're going to hear the last mix of this set of mixes. This is 12 recordings at once, and this is mix 7 and 8. Okay, so that ends mix 5 and 6 and 7. Five. And that ends mix 7 and 8. John, I'm getting tired.
Now we're going to put...
now we're going to put the...
1 and 2. We're going to put the... mix that was one and two became one, three and four became two, and now that one and that two are going to go together.
Okay, so we're going to give Baba.
So this will be twice as thick as what we've heard so far.
Bob, how many minutes do you need?
About
2 minutes.
Why don't you play a little bit of the unstratified essay, which is, instead of being distributed in the two octaves, this is all on the same pitch level. 18 voices. Some of them stretched and some of them not.
Government is the standing right as their tool. Use it in and for not at once.
All outside right.
Got out of this, does not would have some share of those his problems. He is within their weight. He is a large person. He is a person.
Okay, now we have, that was the unstratified piece called Essay. But now Bob Bielecki has told us that we are ready for the first mix. So let's go. We are now going to hear 24 opera needle drops at once. Right.
Yeah.
I think we've got one more to go after this. And then the final mix. So we've only got two more mixes, and I don't know if Bob can get them. By the way, for those of you tuning in, you have the regular shows on KCR have been preempted, and you're listening to a John Cage birthday celebration. We did a mix between 9:30 and 10:30 of six turntables at once being mixed together for this big final mix, and we're now mixing it all those sounds together, and part of this, that's to make a real long and complex story short, and part of this will be used as, quote-unquote, a truck passing through in John Cage's new opera called Europa to be premiered in Frankfurt in November. John, you have been in the best of moods all night. You just have been laughing. So, what's so funny?
Well, I like it getting thick, don't you?
Yes, I can't imagine. I thought it would almost sound more dense, but you can really still hear certain parts.
No, it's going to get, you see, now it's getting denser than it was, and in just a few minutes it'll get really dense.
So if you've been listening, then you know what you're about to hear. And this is WKCR 89.9 FM. It's 11:47, and we are coming up to almost midnight, and pretty soon Transfigure Night will go on through the evening with the music of John Cage. I'm Brooke Wentz, and I thank you for those of who have been listening, and I hope you will keep on listening. And in the future, if you're interested in new music programs, they are aired each weeknight between 1 and 5 in the morning, and also on weekdays between 3 and 6 in the afternoon. There's also a very special program on Monday evenings between 10:30 and 1 in the morning, I believe. So those are the programs if you like new music and you want a change from new age music. This is the place to be, 89.9 FM. We're almost ready for the second to last mix. This, once again, is 12. No, is that right? No, this is 24 turntables mixed together. So we've heard six turntables and six turntables come together to make 12, and now we're hearing 12 and 12. No, we're having no technical difficulties. We just can't hear through the headphones. I don't know why I'm using this. So you've just heard the, second to last final mix. Those were 24 turntables together. And in just a moment, we will hear the final mix of all 48, John. That's right. Should we wait or should we?
Yeah, you should wait.
Okay, let's wait a moment. And we will, maybe we should go to your cassette for a minute.
Just for a second.
Just for a second. The piece Essays. Uh-huh. And then we'll be back in about 2 minutes for the grand finale. Okay, this is the grand finale. We are now going to mix all 48 sound sources together at once. I highly suggest, as we are doing here in the studio, turning up your speakers and lying back, perhaps. If you have headphones, put them on. Be ready to be launched. And
we have 101 operas in 3 minutes.
101 operas in 3 minutes. Just think of that. Just think of that. Any comments? Any last comments, John, before takeoff?
No, best wishes.
Okay, Bob, it's all in your hands. Well, as usual, what was that? What was that big missile that went up and crashed in 71 seconds? What was the name of it? I've forgotten already. That landmark.
The Challenger.
The Challenger. Like every big launch, things happen wrong. Apparently, about halfway through, things dropped out. Did you, listener, think that it got kind of light in the middle there? So I think Bob's going to try.
We're going to study the situation and do it over.
Okay. So get your launch pads ready, and he's going to figure out what the problem
It'll
is.
It'll be about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So you want to go back to the
essays
essay
again?
Essay or?
Maybe we should put on 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence right now so people can sort of mail. No, I'm just joking, but I mean, for a big.
That's no joking matter. Why don't you just broadcast this room the way it is?
Oh, I think people are probably tired of our voices by now. You know what you think?
Well, we don't have to talk.
No, okay. Just the hum of the room. Should we go back to essays?
If you like.
All right, let's go back to essays, and then we'll be back in about 5 minutes. It's exactly 12 midnight. This is WKCR 89.9 FM.
Rarely experienced, you from the sun.
It's 12:16 here on WKCR 89.9 FM, and I believe Bob is ready for the very last mix. Once again, we suggest you lie down, put on your headphones, or turn up your volume quite loud, and relax and enjoy this feast of opera recordings.
Thank you.
And you just finished hearing the grand finale of, what is this, John? I don't know. Yay.
Hi.
I think this has been a great experience.
This has been an amazing experience.
It was very nice to be with all of you.
Yeah, well, it was nice, very nice having you, and happy birthday. An early happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, I guess, for joining us. What can I say? I can thank, once again, all our turntable coordinators and helpers up here, Charlie Cronengold, Andrew Katman, Bill Anastasi, Dove Bradshaw, Nim Pedersen, Sabina Fung, Andrew Culver, Saul Fisher, Danny Moses, and especially to our engineer, Bob Bilecki. I'm Brooke Wentz, and thank you for joining us on this very special mix. And John, it's been fun.
Thank
Come
you
back
very much.
Next year.
Thank you.
And, I'll let Danny take it away. Danny, you choose the piece, and you start out the rest of the evening on a more calmer note. Thanks for joining us. This is WKCR 89.9 FM in New York.